I'm interested to know, you know, what adjustments you've had to make to that really good leadership style during this time.
Yeah, interestingly enough, I think staying true to common values. I mean, you and I have been talking about leadership, I'd say, since having a stab at this, George, 2005, probably when we first worked together. So it's a good decade and a half. I think key at the moment is uncomplicated messages. It is being unambiguous, being fully transparent. You know, people have shed tears, or we've shed tears. I mean, you know, that you're there, that you're really perceived as a human person. And I think key people in the team that are impacted, or those that need to lead people who are impacted, I think you remember the phrase that I have used really for the last 25 years of treating people uniquely, not equally, right? And that's it. And that each of the key people either has to make a decision or act out things on my behalf or on behalf of the enterprise. And so I think for those of us that have been around a while, you just, muscle memory is kicked in. And as you know, I worked in Kuwait during the Kuwait War. We've done SARS, we've done MERS, we've done, you know, other political crises, we've done tsunamis. So we've done recently the tragedies in Sri Lanka with our business there as well. So I think that's, you'll realize you're quite well said. It doesn't make it any easier because this is a different set of circumstances. This is because it's a really prolonged business, and that there will be an impact that is just not going to go away. It's you know, even in places like in Sri Lanka, you know, things have turned around within 45 days. We're seeing virtually not to have time.
Okay, so we're in full, what we were saying, the question was, you know, are you amping up what you've done in the past, or is it just as you've done, you know, is it the same as what you've done, and because you're already, you know, you're already accustomed to dealing with these types of crises?
I think the easy answer to that, George, is that we are, pardon the pun, we're amping it up because we have to do this by phone. So it is our voice in most cases, and it is the tone and the empathy and sharing the vulnerability that we have in our voice, because all our offices around Asia Pac and in fact the globe are closed. So we can't have a meeting. We can't go into a room. We can't have one-on-ones. And I don't think that that has really hampered us. I mean, as I said, we are 8, 9, 10 weeks into this for us here in Asia. So we've been in this a long time. So I think that's what it is. So what we make up with, whereby somebody would pass your office and you could just say hello, give them a wave, or ask them to come in for 30 seconds. We can't do that. So regularity of calls, as many of my team, it's really just 2 or 3 minutes. How are you doing? Have you been out for a walk? Everything okay? Did you get the emails last night? Because we have people who work very small teams who are even further isolated than would be if we were in an office environment. So I think that's one of the biggest ones that we've really had to work on and set aside time. For me, I also have five and a half hour time differences across all the countries I deal with. And of course, I'm now just out of quarantine in Australia, as you know. So dealing with going to the east as far east as the Philippines and then going to the west for Sri Lanka and the Maldives. Yeah, so those are just, it's just the way it is at the moment, and we have adjusted. And I don't think we're losing out for it. And it's the new norm, so we need to make the most of it.
So when you say it's by phone, are you taking extra effort to stay in touch with people around the region? You know, is that part of your amping up, is more care when you talk to people? So what does that look like, that amping up? You know, this will be quite a lonely time for people. I've had clients who said, I said, how are you going? Because frankly, our team is really humming on this one, but it's, the scale's a bit different. But, you know, and they're saying, look, I'm finding this really challenging in their various reasons. So, you know, the level of care perhaps that they might need from their leaders has gone up. So you know, how has this changed your routine in terms of showing care and, you know, and treating people uniquely?
And exactly that. I think when I send out invites, normally you might have an invite on a telephone that says, you know, let's talk about budget or forecast or, you know, your plans. Now my invites will go to somebody for 15 or 20 minutes and it will say, you know, catch up, smiley face, right? So that they're also know that they're not expected to prepare, that we are literally just connecting. And of course, we may talk about work things. They may indeed have things they wish to ask me. So there's a lot more of that. But again, as I said, we would normally do that in an office environment, which we can't at the moment. So I think the regularity of contacts is important. I've just come off a call 15 minutes before we spoke. I had probably 18 of the key team. We meet at the moment virtually through WebEx Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And we get updates from the regions, from legal, from HR, from initiatives, some doing things online to introduce, yoga classes and Pilates if people want to dial in. So we're really finding lots of ways to try and keep people connected and even subtly their own, mental health and physical health as well.
You're actually combining, it's that the engagement, we're social beings and you're maintaining those social bonds, but perhaps in a different way. But you're also maintaining that productivity because you've got the regular meetings and the regular updates. So it's just, the style of leadership is just changing, isn't it, in this virtual world? Yeah.
Well, I had a quick conversation with, you might remember her, Gomi Sapaya, who was the assistant GM and KO when I was there. She's one of the head of brands at the moment. She sent me pictures through some sourdough bread she was making this morning. Which, of course, she would normally have brought into the office for all of us to in our team social area. But, of course, she can't do that today. So I think everyone's finding their own little way. But it's really important because, let me go back to your point, including myself, right? I mean, I'm sitting in Australia. I'm not even sitting in the region that I run. And whatever happens, I've got plenty of time in the morning. But as you can imagine, most of my colleagues are not even moving before 11 to even 1 p.m., pardon me, which means obviously the day at the end here goes to 11 p.m. or midnight or 1 a.m. because they're not closed up. So those are the kinds of changes we're having to make, which we wouldn't do normally. But, it's just kind of happening organically. Everyone's finding ways to stay connected, to get decisions done, to look after our teams, to look after our stakeholders who are worried about their own liquidity and their businesses. We just have to do it by voice and of course phone etiquette, as you can imagine, 18 people on a phone at once, you're tested, let's just say.
Yes, you read my LinkedIn post. It's love is the cure for COVID, and I'm finding people are coming together in a way that they've never come together in the past. Our team is bonding probably better than it's ever bonded before. It's always been a good culture, but somehow they're bonding really well together. Are you finding that people are drawing together now in a very different way?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I mean, I think by and large we're a company that has long tenure with people, right? So yes, we are. I think the amount of really heartfelt messages that I've received, which you wouldn't normally get, right? That, when something comes out from head office, then people kind of realize even more so perhaps what their senior leaders and myself and my team are perhaps going through, right? It's not evident, particularly if you're sitting in your apartment in Singapore and you're not going to see anybody. You haven't seen anybody for 3 weeks, may not see anybody for 6 or 8 weeks. They're little snippets that help you feel distinctly connected.